uncontrolled desire, uncontrolled desire, which pervades our mind. We are beings of the desire realm. You know, we are in the desire realm. We're always desiring an object of desire. This mind, uncontrolled desire, is observing a contaminated object. It is holding, it is looking at, or thinking about, or apprehending a contaminated object. This means any object that is contaminated by the ignorance of self-grasping, believing it to be a truly existent object. Attachment perceives this object, excuse me, perceives this object and regards it as a cause of true happiness. It regards this contaminated object as a cause of true happiness. So we know that. We all of us seek out attractive people, people who appear pleasant to us, attractive sounds, beautiful smells, beautiful tactile objects, beautiful tastes. When we eat food, we want a beautiful taste, beautiful thoughts, you know, whatever. We're always seeking these things out, even though all of these objects are contaminated by the poison of self-grasping. And having done that, having exaggerated the apparent attractiveness of the object of attachment, we wish for it. We wish for it. We want to have it. We want to bring it into our orbit, into our range, so that we're always in the presence of this object. This object is always in our presence. If possible, we bring it as close as we can. With food, we absorb it into ourselves. We eat it. It becomes part of me. With sexual activity, we want to attain union with our partner. We want to get so close to them because we feel this contaminated object is a cause of real happiness. We're completely wrong about all this. And of course, the thing is, as we're listening to this teaching, as I'm giving this teaching, I'm thinking, well, attachment is where I get all my pleasant feelings from. I can't possibly give up attachment. So one part of our mind is listening to the Dharma teaching that is explaining clearly about the poison of attachment and understanding it intellectually. Yes, I understand. Oh yes, all my trouble comes from attachment. I understand that. I had a few relationships which broke up and this was all due to my attachment, blah, 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 blah. But still, you know, we repeat the cycle again and again. We seek out fresh, we think they're fresh, new objects of attachment. And in this way, Shantideva says, doing this is like polishing and sharpening a weapon that will eventually be used to kill us. You know, allowing this way of thinking to persist with respect to objects of desire, including our wishes, fulfilling our wishes, allowing this to continue is like polishing, like sharpening, cleaning a weapon that will be used to stab us to death, you know. So, you know, so often we say that the ignorance of self-grasping is the root of all of our suffering. But in a practical sense, you know, from the point of view of how we behave, it is our uncontrolled desires, our attachment that is very often giving us the continuous suffering we're experiencing. And as I said before, our problem is that we have never really made up our mind. We've never really, really, really resolved ourselves to deal with this problem. We're still in two minds. One part of our mind is thinking, yes, it's a problem. The other part is thinking, well, actually, all my pleasant feelings come from this mind of attachment. I can't give it up. So this big problem, and it comes from us not actually understanding the nature of attachment. It is a poison. There is nothing about it that gives us pleasant feelings. Nothing. Attachment does not give us pleasant feelings. Usually when attachment arises in our mind, it is associated with and accompanied by pleasant feelings. That is true. That's definitely true. However, those pleasant feelings are not arising from the delusion of attachment. No, sorry, they're not. They're arising from our previous virtuous karma. that we created. And now our mind is focused on this object and all this virtuous karma is ripening. So we're very confused about where happiness comes from. We really don't understand. It certainly does not come from attachment. We must be clear about this. Anyhow, in How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe-la explains very clearly one way that we can help to resolve our mind with regards to attachment, uncontrolled desire. He says, to eradicate attachment completely, we need to develop renunciation, okay, this mind that deeply understands the sufferings of samsara and has the wish to leave samsara motivated by the desire to destroy our delusion, renunciation. So this mind is, how to say, an indispensable origin of all of our thoughts about controlling our delusions. It must be renunciation, the reason that we want to destroy our delusions. Simply wanting to destroy our delusions because they make us feel unpleasant, that's a worldly motivation. Everybody in the world wants to destroy their delusions because they make them feel unpleasant, everybody. But that doesn't make them into Dharma practitioners. We need renunciation, thinking, I must go to liberation. The way to do that is to destroy my delusions.